When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Doom comes for May's bestsellers. It's Spider-Man's 62nd anniversary. Bear Pirate Viking Queen heads to the art gallery. This is Comic Book Club News for June 5, 2024. Doom has come for May's best-selling comics. Dr. Doom, I mean, as Doom No. 1 by Jonathan Hickman and Sanford Green was the top seller of the month per ICV2's chart. In fact, on the units sold chart, Jonathan Hickman owned the top two slots, as the latest issue of Ultimate Spider-Man came in at number 2. In non-Hickman news, but still Spider-Man news, while Amazing Spider-Man No. 50 was tops on the dollars earned chart thanks to its $9.99 price tag, Amazing Spider-Man No. 49 was number 3 on units sold, while issue 50 was all the way down at number 6. Skybound and Image's Transformers continues to be a strong seller, sitting at number 4 on the units sold and number 8 on dollars earned. Cobra Commander, Void Rivals, and even the Energon Universe Special, which was also available as a free comic book day giveaway, all hit the top 50 on units sold. And in other Image Comics pop-up imprints, Ghost Machine had a solid second month with all three of their titles, Geiger, Rook Exodus, and Redcoat, hitting the units sold chart. However, the real story here continues to be DC Comics sales. In April, no book from the publisher cracked the top 20 on units sold, and only 9 books ranked in total. In May, Batman 147 charted at number 7, and Justice League vs. Godzilla vs. Kong number 7 at number 13. However, even including those books, only 7 DC books total hit the top 50, less than April, and only 8 ranked on dollars earned versus 10 in April. The end of June sees the kickoff of the Absolute Power event, so fingers crossed that turned things around for the publisher. Otherwise, they might really be doomed. "62 years ago today, in the pages of Amazing Fantasy No. 15, the world first met Spider-Man. And yes, though the issue carries a cover date of August, Stan Lee and Steve Ditko's classic tale first hit newsstands on June 5, 1962. This doesn't exactly have anything to do with Spider-Man, but as a little sidebar, the reason for the discrepancy in the date, Google's super helpful AI summaries, for example, run with the August date, I love those summaries, they're great, they're so helpful, thank you Google, is because periodicals were given a several months later date to make them seem fresh on the newsstand, as well as let news purveyors know when they could either return an issue to a publisher or destroy the issue. So in this particular case, the book came out in June and then sat around on stands until August. In any case, back to Spider-Man. Not only is today the 62nd anniversary of Peter Parker's first appearance, it's also the 37th anniversary of his wedding to Mary Jane. Not the in-continuity wedding, the real wedding. A live-action publicity stunt thrown in New York Shea Stadium on June 5, 1987 to promote the comic wedding that occurred in Amazing Spider-Man Annual No. 21. In the live event, just like in the comic, Stan Lee officiated, villains appeared, and Spider-Man fought them off. The actress who played Mary Jane, Tara Shannon, even had a wedding dress designed for the occasion. Later in the continuity of the comics, Peter and Mary Jane's wedding would be stolen by Marvel's Devil Mephisto. And perhaps Perhaps of note, the last time the Mets, who play in Shea Stadium, won a World Series was 1986, 1 year before the live-action wedding occurred. So perhaps their winning streak was stolen by Mephisto as well. Regardless, happy double anniversary, Spider-Man, even if one of them got retconned. Speaking of live events, Image Comics Bear Pirate Viking Queen is getting an art gallery show in New York City on June 6 and 7. Written by Sean Lewis, with art by Jonathan Marks Barravecchia, the second issue has just hit stores today. But you can check out Barravecchia's stunning art from the series in person at the Philippe Le Bon Gallery at 534 West 24th Street in New York this Thursday and Friday. The book, if you haven't checked it out, pays off on its title, with a bear, a pirate, a Viking, and a queen. It's a wild piece of work, and well worth studying Barravecchia's art firsthand if you're near NYC. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And Mephisto, if you're listening, if you let the Mets win the World Series this year, I will personally kill Aunt May. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.